Steve McCabe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Making his debut on the panel today, Jane Clifton with him after 4 o'clock. Kim.com again, the question of how much clean slate legislation actually does clean your slate. What's the use of it? The Dunedin City Council seems set to bail out to an extent the Otago Rugby Union. They've got another week now to sort out their affairs, and the BNZ said to be looking benignly on the money owed to it. Well, how benignly, we don't know. But anyway, they've got more breathing room. So we'll chat about that. A simple suggestion from a listener about how to bring down house prices. And we'll put that to Bernard Hickey as we resume talking about those, as we did yesterday. A chat about the right-hand rule changes on the road. And results from this very longitudinal study into whether having money and position makes you happy. We have talked about happiness a good deal, as indeed have all the media ad nauseam over recent years. But nevertheless, people still secretly think if they had the extra 50k, the extra 100k, the extra 500k, life would be a lot better. Well, they studied for 70 years, all these people, through their lives. What difference did money and position make? We'll find that out at halftime on the panel. Susan Baldacci talking about what the world's talking about.
Well, yesterday we were talking about one of those really significant days on the calendar, Frozen Food Day. Well, today we want to talk about International Women's Day. Now, it was for us yesterday, yes. But it's today around the rest of the world. And there's a really interesting story out about some of the best places in the world to be a woman. Where do you reckon the best place to be a woman is? Best place in the world?
My house.
Aha! That is a good answer. Yeah. That is a very good answer.
I glanced at this, but it's gone in one ear, one side of the brain and out the other. But there are different places depending on what a woman wants, yeah?
Yeah. The best place to be a woman, with the greatest equality between men and women in terms of politics, education, health factors, is Iceland.
Why?
That's the fact.
For those aforementioned reasons.
Yes, that's right. The health indicators, employment, politics, gender equality, and that kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's quite a clutch of reasons. So does anywhere else get a look in?
Well, best place to be various things. Best place to be a politician, a female politician, unbelievable, Rwanda.
Rwanda.
It's the only nation in which females make up the majority of parliamentarians.
Didn't know that.
No. 45 out of 80 seats.
Okay.
To be fair, could there be a reason behind that, that maybe there's not that many men left alive?
Well, you know, there is that, but didn't say this was a survey about men.
Best place
to be a mother, Norway. This is because of the maternal mortality rates. Best place to read and write, literacy, the worst is Ethiopia. Best place to be head of state, Sri Lanka. Women have run Sri Lanka for the last 23 years.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Best place to give birth, Greece.
Why?
Has the safest place. It has the lowest risk of dying in childbirth.
Greece does?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they've got a great health system even though the country's on its knees.
Yeah, and... best place to be an athlete, the United States. 5 of the top 10 highest paid female sporting athletes are from the U.S.
Yeah, that figures.
Best place to leave your husband.
Oh, hang on. Best place what?
Don't ever take your wives there. Guam.
Best place to leave your husband is on Guam.
Has the highest divorce rate in the world.
Is it?
Guatemala has the lowest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder why Guam, because the boys are away so much, in inverted commas, or what?
Maybe they just make it really easy to divorce.
Yeah, I believe they've really, really... lax divorce laws.
Yeah.
You
drop
up to the court and say, nah, you know what? I'm over it.
Yeah, that's right.
Next.
Now, while we're talking about International Women's Day, very touching story about a woman in Brazil. 41 years old. She is homeless. She scavenges through the rubbish in Brazil, and she comes across books, basically teaches herself because she left school when she was 10. Her father made her leave school. She studies the books that she found out of the rubbish, and now she has actually passed and is going to go to university.
That's pretty amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing, inspiring stories about women.
So she knew how to read to a certain extent, obviously.
She had gone to school until the age of 10 so she could read. And she was collecting rubbish. She came across a leaflet advertising a course for adults wanting to complete their education. She signed up using books she also found out of the rubbish. She was able to study and... managed to pass, and she's been accepted to a university in Brazil.
I wonder what she's studying.
Yeah. But isn't it fantastic that the things that other people are throwing away is what she's managed to make a new life out of?
That's
it's
true.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is true. While we're talking about women, last story for women. I think a lot of times we forget about some of the fantastic, amazing companies that women around the world own. And women owning their own businesses is on the rise.